Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 through 21. The Reverend Dr. Rick Serena is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from Philippians chapter 3. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many of whom I have often told you and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power that enables him even to subject all things to himself. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I had a really great father-in-law who sadly just died last year. He's Presbyterian, but don't hold that against him. He kind of had this interesting way of putting things into perspective for my wife and her six siblings as they were growing up, whenever they get really upset about something, right, as teenagers are wont to do. He'd usually ask them something like this: will this matter to you in 10 years? Will this matter to you in 10 years? You can imagine that would have driven my wife crazy as a teenager. It would have driven me crazy too, quite frankly. But it's, in some sense, it's come to inform our own parenting, right? So this, will it matter in 10 years, was just my father-in-law's way of taking the long view. But as a Christian, it's his way of taking an eternal perspective in the moment on things that frankly shouldn't matter in the long run for the Christian. It's what theologians like to call sub specie aeternitatis. Sub specie aeternitatis, basically in the light of eternity, from the perspective of eternity. It's essentially how we as Christians should always lead our lives. We know the end. We know what is to come. We know what awaits us. We know what has eternal value. We know what ultimately matters. And we live in light of that now. This morning, St. Paul presents us with the same kind of argument in this passage from Philippians. Of course, he isn't quite dealing with moody teenagers like my father-in-law was. He's dealing with Christians, but Christians who are being tempted by their former allies, by former brothers and sisters in Christ who have departed the faith and have now become, Paul says, enemies of the cross. These apostates, they traded their confidence in Christ for confidence in their own flesh. See, they don't really need Jesus. They don't need his suffering death. They don't need his atonement for the forgiveness of their sins. They don't need his promise of eternal life. They have everything they need in this life and in this world. Their end, Paul says, their telos, their goal is their own destruction. Their God, their theos, their object of worship is their stomachs, their self-consumption. Their glory, their doxa, their very liturgical worship, their self-debasement, literally shaming themselves publicly for all to see. All their confidence, all their hope, all their desire, all their fulfillment is wrapped up in their flesh and in this world and in its titillations, and they seek to satisfy themselves as much as they can, like junkies returning for a fix. But that's not you, Paul says. That's not you. No, you Christians, you have a different hope. Your citizenship is in heaven, where moth and rust do not corrupt, where Christ has set aside an inheritance for you that will never perish, spoil, or fade. You place your hope not in the gratifications of the flesh or in the allurements of this world. You place your hope in what Christ himself has promised that he will do for you. For just as he has defeated death, hell, and the devil through his resurrection, so will he return to do the same for you. He will return in glory on that last day, and he will raise your mortal bodies from the dirt, and he will stitch them back together, bone, sinew, flesh, and all. And he will transform your lowly bodies, sullied as they are by sin now, that they might be glorious like his, clothed with immortality and incorruptibility, with everlasting life and light. You as Christians, you know that your end is not destruction, but resurrection. Your God is not your stomach, but the risen Lord Jesus. You glory not in your shame, but in the promise of Jesus Christ himself. And if that's your hope, if that's really, truly your citizenship in heaven, if Christ is really going to transform your lowly bodies into glorious ones, then we dare not live as if that doesn't matter today. Because it most certainly doesn't here now. You have the hope of the resurrection, and you lead your lives now in light of that. Sub specie aeternitatis. I know that's not an easy thing when you actually have to deal with the messages life in this fallen world on a day-by-day basis. I know it's not exactly an easy thing to have an eternal perspective when you're having a heated argument with your spouse or when you're struggling financially. You don't know if you're going to be able to pay your credit card bill. When you sit in a doctor's office and you're waiting a test result. When you lose somebody you love, tragically, unexpectedly. It's not easy. It's not going to be easy. But it's just then. It's just then that you most need this eternal perspective. In the midst of the turmoil of this life, you don't simply roll over as Christians and stare at your phones. You don't simply return to the well of this world and all of its fixations, this culture of distraction, its politics of rage, its unending supply of streaming shows and internet memes and instant social media feedback. That does nothing for you. It doesn't sustain you and it doesn't help you. You have something better. You have something more. You have something that will actually last, something that will actually sustain you. And you have it. Hope for your resurrection to eternal life in Jesus Christ, his return. You have it in your hope for an end to sin, death, and the devil forever, when those wicked foes that now alarm you and besiege you will no longer harm nor hurt you again. And you know now that these present sufferings you face, whatever they are, no matter how big they are, no matter how small they are but passing and temporary. They are not worth comparing with the glory to be revealed in you on the last day when Jesus Christ does return. You see these present sufferings and these present entanglements around you in a different light as Christians. You see them in the light of the resurrection. You see them in the light of eternity. You see them sub specie eternitatis, and you know what ultimately matters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.